One of its great uniquenesses, of course, is the person and work of Jesus Christ, because there are lots of worldviews that believe in a God, but that God is transcendent, but he's not immanent, or if he is immanent, he's not personal and unique and holy and transcendent at the same time. And so here is the God of the Bible, who is above everything. As far as the heavens are above the earth, so far are his ways above our ways, his thoughts above our thoughts. And yet, God, the Creator, becomes flesh. He sends his Son, who becomes a man. And then Jesus takes upon himself the suffering of all humanity and pays the price for our sins that we might be reconciled to God. So he doesn't simply permit evil and suffering. He goes to extreme lengths, just virtually unbelievably extreme lengths, to take upon himself that sin and suffering and to suffer worse than anyone has suffered in all human history. Now, other people were crucified, but of course, he was taking upon himself our sins. And so for God to do that, I think in the end, there's a chapter in If God Is Good that talks about Jesus being uniquely the ultimate, only convincing answer to the problem of evil and suffering, and that he's really bigger than the whole issue of evil and suffering. Because in the end, people who question, does God really love us? Does God really care? I mean, how do we know that God cares? And uniquely, the Christian faith answers this. We could stand before the Lord. Jesus could stretch out his hands to us, and perhaps someday he will. And we can look at the scars in his hands and his feet, and he could say to us, do these look like the hands of a God who does not care?